More than 2 years ago, the 4G leadership chose me to lead the team. We have bonded as a team and have worked well together since. COVID-19 struck last year. The pandemic is still raging worldwide, and many expect this to be a prolonged crisis. The virus has also accelerated significant structural shifts, such as strategic competition between major powers, discontent with globalization, and the digital revolution. Also, we must deal with the challenges of an aging population and a desire for greater diversity in politics. Our top priority is to deal with the immediate crisis and keep our people safe. I thank PM for his commitment to stay on until the crisis is over, so that he hands over a Singapore that is in good working order to the next leader. The next Prime Minister should have a sufficiently long runway to master the demands of leading our nation, formulate and see through our longer-term strategies, and win the confidence and support of Singaporeans to build this shared future together. This year, I'm 60. I will be close to the mid-60s when the crisis is over. Now, when I also consider the ages at which our first three prime ministers have taken on the job, I would have too short a runway should I become the next prime minister then. We need a leader who will not only rebuild Singapore post-COVID-19, but also lead the next phase of our nation-building efforts. When I had a stroke in 2016, with the great work of my medical team and the care and encouragement of my family, friends, colleagues, and fellow Singaporeans, I recovered fully. Having worked with PM, ESM, and MM, I know that the top job imposes exceptional demands on the office holder. It is in a very different post-COVID world, the demands will be even more exacting. While I'm in good health today, it is in the best interest of the nation for someone who is younger to tackle the huge challenges ahead. After careful deliberation and discussions with my family, I've decided to step aside as leader of the 4G team so that a younger leader who will have a longer runway can take over. You know, when I stood in the election in 2011, it was not with the ambition to become the Prime Minister. In fact, I did not even ask what appointment I would get. I think PM very gracefully appointed me as a minister, education minister, straight away. But I did not ask what appointment I would get. When, you know, I grew up in a kampong, and the first time I saw the borders of Singapore was when I left Singapore for my overseas study in the UK. The first time I was on a plane, the first time that I used a fork and knife. Now, so, you know, my life has been uplifted in significant ways. So has been my family and those of, you know, my friends in school. So, you know, when I was asked, so I've been in public service since the age of 19, and I've been serving in various capacity throughout. So when I was asked, in fact, several times, each time I turned down, but eventually I contested in the 2011 election. Now, I believe that Singapore politics should not be about self, but what is good for Singapore, and how we can continue to create the conditions for our people to continue to uplift themselves, just as I have been uplifted. And which was why when PM appointed me as Education Minister, I was delighted because, the future of our nation is in giving our children the best possible education that we can give. So, Singapore politics is not about self, but what is good for Singapore. And I've been constantly thinking of what is in the best interest of Singapore and Singaporeans. And whether it is in Singapore's best interest if the runway for the Prime Minister is too short. And this is especially so in a post-COVID world, because I think the disruptions brought about by COVID will be very significant. So I appreciate the support of Singaporeans and have made the decision with the best interests of the nation and our people at heart. So together with PM and the senior ministers, I'll continue to mentor the younger ministers as the 4G develops and identify another leader from among them. I'll remain as Deputy Prime Minister and Coordinating Minister for Economic Policies, as well as Chairman, National Research Foundation. I'll continue to do my best in the service of Singapore and Singaporeans. Thank you.
Thanks, Swee-Kiat. Swee-Kiat has been an important member of my team for the last 10 years. I'd like to thank him for his many contributions in MOE and MOF, and especially in this past year. In MOE, he led many groundbreaking initiatives, for example, promoting excellence in every school, and also in character and citizenship education. And in MOF, with the Committee for the Future Economy, with the Future Economy Council following up on that, and then the COVID-19 budgets last year. In view of Swee-Kiat's decision to stand aside as leader of the 4G team, I discussed with him his future role in Cabinet. I asked him to continue as DPM and Coordinating Minister for Economic Policies, and I'm glad that he's agreed to stay on. He will have a full agenda, building on what he has started. There's urgent work to do to take our economy beyond COVID-19. This will also dovetail with his role as chairman of the National Research Foundation, where we are making steady progress in promoting research, innovation, and enterprise. I also look forward to Swee-Kiat continuing to make broader contributions to government policy and to party work. However, DPM will relinquish the finance portfolio at the next cabinet reshuffle. I had discussed this move with DPM last year when we worked out cabinet appointments following the general election. We agreed that Budget 2021 would be an important budget, not an emergency budget like the five in 2020, but a budget to take Singapore beyond COVID-19. I told him it would be good for him to see through Budget 2021, and then he could give up the MOF portfolio to concentrate on the broader coordinating responsibilities. There will be consequential moves in other ministries, and I intend to announce the reshuffle in about 2 weeks' time. In the party, Swee-Kiat remains First Assistant Secretary General. There will be no change. Swee-Kiat has made a selfless decision to stand aside. His actions are made with the best interests of Singapore in mind, and they are fully in keeping with the spirit of public service and sense of duty that motivated him to step forward and stand for election when I asked him to do so in 2011. Nevertheless, as the 4G statement acknowledges, this is a significant setback to our succession plans. The 4G team want to give themselves more time to work out new succession arrangements. I've therefore agreed to stay on until such time as a new 4G leader is chosen and is ready to take over. Our immediate focus is on the health and economic crisis, but both they and I are very conscious that succession remains an urgent task and cannot be put off indefinitely. I think it'll take longer than a few months, but I hope that they will reach a consensus and identify a new leader before the next general elections. I have no intention of staying on longer than necessary. Meanwhile, we must not lose focus on the country's pressing health and economic challenges. My cabinet will continue to work as one united team to overcome these challenges and lead the country forward. That's what Singaporeans expect of us, and rightly so. It's also the only way to maintain confidence in Singapore and keep our country succeeding year after year.